A Seattle City Council committee has passed a key measure regarding the plans for a new sports arena in the Soto area. It will close two blocks of Occidental Avenue South to make room for the arena. The measure still needs the approval of the full city council. KUOW's Paige Browning has more.
One step in a process that started in 2012. An investor group led by Chris Hansen wants to build an arena and host an NBA team. But the possibility of closing a street in Soto has raised concerns about traffic. That's a primary reason why Councilmember Sally Bagshaw voted no.
Beyond the fact that we have no supersonics inside, the traffic problems are real on First Avenue and Fourth Avenue now through downtown and Soto. And under the terms of the proposed street vacation, we council members are being asked to give away a 65-foot wide street forever.
The rest of the committee insisted on several stipulations for the arena and the street vacation, as it's called in city terms. To avoid a traffic nightmare, arena events would have to be scheduled an hour apart from games at Safeco Field and CenturyLink Stadium. Council President Bruce Harrell supports the arena, but says 1 hour would not be enough.
And if anyone's been to a Mariner game, been to a Seahawks game, or been to a Sonic game, I just don't see how the 1 hour requirement gets past the giggle test.
He could propose a stricter schedule before the full council votes. That will happen May 2nd. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.